more black sea bass, this time recreationally. A March public hearing is already scheduled, correct?
Public hearing is already scheduled. We are asking for a change to that. You'll see why in a minute. So this is recreational measures for 2017 for black sea bass. In 2015, there were two-year specifications set with the expectation that they'd be revised on completion of the next benchmark stock assessment, which, as Rob said, just passed peer review. And we can skip some of this. Based on that stock assessment, new RHLs have been recommended. The 2017 RHL is 4.29 million pounds, and this is the highest we've seen since 1998, and it's a 52% increase from the 2016 harvest limit.
Great.
That's what we thought.
So we're going to reduce your catch.
At the time this was set, we projected that the 2016 recreational harvest would be 4.7 million pounds. So based on those numbers, we need to reduce coast-wide by 8% to stay within that recreational harvest limit.
I'm sorry. Please explain that again.
Okay.
AMRIP.
Yes. We had an AMRIP estimate that coast-wide 2016 harvest would be 4.7 million pounds. The new harvest limit is 4.29 million pounds, so we'd need to reduce from that 4.7 by 8% to stay within the 4.29 million pound harvest limit in 2017. Mid-Atlantic staff recommended that the reductions be taken by the northern states for a number of reasons. Southern states are only catch about 4% of the entire coastwide harvest, and any reductions taken by us would be minimal in the scheme of the entire coast. Monitoring committee and scientific committees agreed with this recommendation. However, these agreements were based on the necessary reduction of 8%. On the 17th of this month, we got new MRIP estimates. So now the 2016 projected harvest is 5.7 million pounds. Instead of an 8% reduction from 2016 harvest, we're looking at an almost 25% reduction in order to stay within our coastwide harvest limit. So that idea that the northern states would take the total reduction is now up in the air. The southern states may be asked to take some of the reduction. We don't know. Mid-Atlantic and Atlantic states commissions and councils are working on this. We already have approved a public hearing for March, but we're asking you to move that public hearing to April so that we can get all the details of what we may need to do.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Comments. Before you finish, there's some really bad things going on. Some really bad things. So I want you to tie the loop.
Well, hold on a second here. We got a motion and a second on the table to reschedule the March scheduled public hearing to April.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all in favor of that, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The March public hearing is rescheduled for April. Now continue with your more bad news that how we have more stock, which means we take a harvest cut.
Yes. It's really bad news because the northern states have met and they have decided to hold the line. They don't wish to honor this 24%+ reduction. There's a possibility, just to let you know about it, because if it happens, you're going to say, why didn't staff tell you? If the National Marine Fisheries Service has to take action, just like COBIA, they'll take action in federal waters. How much action they'll take in federal waters, we don't know. The other bad news here is that what you heard from Katie May about summer flounder, I think there was a possibility that National Marine Fisheries Service would have accepted the option 5, even though it didn't have 41%. Imagine what they're going to be like now that they have another species just in the same situation. So I want to alert you to that. That's all there is. It's been a real morass with black sea bass and summer flounder. Thank you.
Mr. Neal, let's comment.
This is an obvious example of it. This is a fishery that we had a year-round fishery.
for years, always, and it was a very important fishery to our charter captains, our head boats, our recreational fisheries. And then the stock assessments say we're overfishing the stock, and so then we lose our wintertime fishery. We start having bag limits. We didn't used to have bag limits, and we increase our size limits. And we kept telling the fisheries managers, this, the fish are out there, there are plenty of fish, they're healthy, and we need our wintertime fishery back. We're not doing that because we don't collect wave one data, and we don't have this data. And miracles of miracles, we finally get a stock assessment, and it shows the stock has been as healthy as ever. I mean, it's an absolutely amazing stock assessment. They're going to increase the quota 53%, and because of revised MRIP data, do we get our wintertime fishery back? No. We're going to be reduced further. And there is just no conceivable method. I don't care how many fish are in the sea, that we're going to come up with a relaxation of our recreational fisheries and get back what we had. And we've got a population that is shown to be as healthy as ever been, and supposedly we've been overfishing our limit by 200 to 300% for every year for how many years now? Lots of years. And so how is that conceivably possible? And so then we come back, well, we're way overfishing these things, but overfishing is not occurring. Stock's not overfished. We've got a super healthy stock, so we're going to cut you some more. And the real world on this is that we base our commercial fisheries regulations on landings, and we base our recreational fishing regulations on estimates. And so that is where we're at. And so we're at a healthy fishery that we've been regulated out of that's turned into a tremendously healthy fishery that we're being regulated out of more because we rely on estimates. And so, we've got to come up with better numbers for recreational landings. We've got to come up with a better way than what we're using now. And it's just, I'm on these different advisory panels, and I say the same things over and over. And I've been saying the same thing for years, but eventually, I mean, what's it going to take for us to get our winter fishery back? How good does the stock have to be to get our winter fishery back?
Since you mentioned the stock assessment, we're spawning stock biomass is over 2 times higher than the target. Fishing mortality rate is 25% below. So
there you go. Yeah. MRIP, I love it. It's just, it's in, and so at least with the commercial fisheries, we have landings data, we use that, and we show that, hey, we can take this many more fish. Well, they get that many more fish. But the recreational fishery, we actually are getting cut more. And so it defies common sense, and so we've got to come up with something better. And I understand why the northern states are doing what they're doing, even though it's going to screw us. But you can see where the anger is. This defies logic that the stock can be this good, and so we're going to take a hit. And it's not, you know, it's done it in flounder in the past. Things, you know, when it's good, we get worse, and when it's bad, they relax things. That kind of leads into what's coming up next. That's why I said that.
And moving forward, the monitoring committee is going to be looking at potential different ways to manage this, but it's not going to help us in 2017.
Nope. So I'm yelling at the choir, I guess. If it's preaching to the choir. Anyway.
Well, I think there's also a little howling at the moon there going on.
Yeah, it is, and it's a long-term frustration, and it's I've been yelled at by charter boat captains. I've been. Before he died, Jim Brinsfield, I mean, he called me up and just yelling at me. You made me lose my boat. I've lost my business because you took away my wintertime sea bass. I mean, he was irate. I said, Jim, I'm on your side. But he was irate. And I can't give him a reason.
All right. Well, the request for rescheduling of the public hearing until April has been accomplished. Yeah. And we will take another bite at this apple or chew on this a bit more.
We're going to reduce our season is what we're going to do. We're going to do whatever they tell us to do. But Rob's going to keep representing us and letting the...
I'll tell you, he's a Viking. Yeah, he's a warrior.
Yeah,
let the Vikings say one other thing about the meal, which is there's a motion at the Mid-Atlantic Council to open wave one. It didn't get finished at the last meeting. However, it's only for parties charter. So what
whoever you know out there, others, you know, let your voice be heard.
Yes.
To me, that's not the way.
No, then we go sector separation again. That's just terrible.
Before the frustration level reaches a peak capacity and we incur a meltdown here at the commission meeting here,